Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
This is your wake up call.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Hey, y'all, we're back. Cup of Joe. After hours podcast. Coffee shops closed, but we're just hanging out while they clean up. You know, it takes a long time to clean up in a restaurant, a coffee shop. So we're just hanging out while they clean up. Now, do me a favor real quick. I want to thank y'all for listening. And I have loyal listeners that always tune in and wait, and they are waiting. Shout out. I know mommy, my mom, she is one of those. Thanks, mom, for listening, always supporting. Thank y'all for supporting. But if you can do me a favor, look, this is on YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, go ahead and like my YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube. Doesn't cost you anything. So you can get notifications when a new podcast come up. If you're on iHeart, go ahead, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Apple, iPodcasts, wherever you are, subscribe. And I want to say again, thank you all for being patient with me. I know I have not been consistent in this, but I need to, because I love to be a blessing to you all. And apparently you all are being blessed by what we talk about here on Cup of Joe After Hours. And, you know, I want to continue to be a blessing to you. And I'm going to try and be more careful, you know, careful. What am I talking about? I'm going to try to be more consistent. I was just thinking about that. You know, don't be sorry, be careful. I don't know why, because I was going to say I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm going to be more consistent. I already have a few that are down the pipeline that I'm going to do. We're not going to talk maybe no more than maybe 15 minutes. We're not going to talk that long, you know, unless we have some guests in. We got to let our guests, you know, talk a little bit. Who knows? You may be the guest, whoever my listeners are. But, you know, I want to thank you all again. And these are some topics that, you know, I just think about across the day and across the week and say, man, this would be great to just talk about. And then, you know, see what y'all do in the comments, or just be a blessing to you. So getting into it, I was thinking about this saying, you know, when people are in situations that are unfavorable to them, relationships, organization, mainly organizations, as you know, I'm a man of faith. So, you know, I do church a lot of, you know, I believe, you know, my creator, my most high, the most high, blesses me, and I, you know, I respect, and I follow the most high. And, so I go to church, and you hear this a lot at the church, you know, you need to go somewhere where you're not tolerated, but you know, you're appreciated. Don't go anywhere where they don't appreciate you, you know, where they tolerate you. Go where you are celebrated. And, you know, I thought about that, and I'm wired a little bit differently. And so I thought about, you know, being in a place where you're not celebrated, or most people that say that, they're talking about a place where, you know, they may be getting looked over. Talking about a place where, you know, they have a lot of enemies, or people that may be talking about them unfavorably, lying on them a bit. You know, you hear it a lot in workplaces and organizations, and, you know, most people, they're going to get up out of there. But I thought about something. I thought about, what if the place that you're in, what if the place that you're in is a place that you're supposed to be? What if this place where you're not celebrated, where you could even say that they may be abusing you? You know, and I want to pause right there to say as well, if you're in a place now, you're in a relationship, you're in an organization where they're talking down to you, where you're experiencing mental or physical anguish and punishment and abuse get out of there. Get out of there. Let me say that first. Get out of there. But there is a bit of nuance to this conversation that I want to talk to those who just don't feel, who feel underappreciated. And you want to go where, as the song says, everybody knows your name and they glad to see you. But here, no one talks to you. But here, they talk about you. But here, you know, it seems like you're the outcast or the outlier. I want to talk to you because I know that you're contemplating going somewhere else, going where you are celebrated. And I want to plead my case of you staying right where you are, where you're supposedly tolerated. And I want to present some things to you so you can make a decision, so you can make a wise decision that maybe, just maybe, where you are is the place you're supposed to be because it's making you better. Okay, first, how is it making you better? In this place, I think I'm thinking of this analogy of like a car. You know, in order for a car to move, it needs a battery. Now, the battery does not just have a positive charge. It has a negative charge as well. Shout out to my wife. We years ago, we were discussing this analogy. And you need the negative charge as well as the positive charge for the car or for whatever the battery is in to move, to operate. Maybe you're in that place where you feel underappreciated, where you feel like the outlier, because that negative charge is what you need to push you. Because your creator, if you're a person of faith like me, let me back up before I say this. If you're a person of faith like me, then you believe that you call for a greater purpose. Maybe that's why you are experiencing what you experience, because your creator, the Most High, is God, is planning, is preparing you for something greater. So he's allowing some of this negative to happen to push you a little bit, to prepare you a little bit. Could perhaps you're in the right place because it's just preparing you, and you're special. There are some people, yes, I believe that we're all special. I do. But I do believe that there are select people that go through some extraordinary issues and things. You know, I'm not talking about you doing stuff and people coming at you because you just being a butthole, excuse my expression. But I'm talking about you've done nothing wrong. And you know you've done nothing wrong. And people are still, it's just like they never leave you alone. I'm talking to you and telling you, don't leave that. Don't leave that. Maybe it's a negative charge that you're getting to help you and push you. Because maybe you would not move otherwise. And it's something else that you may need to consider. So, like I said, I'm talking to you who you do your job, you do what you're supposed to do. You're in an organization, you love everybody the way you're supposed to. You're there for everybody the way you're supposed to. If you're a person of faith, you're in the church and you pray for everybody, you're there and you do what you're supposed to, yet it seems like you still face opposition and you still face what they call haters. Well, I hate to sound so corny. Y'all know I love corny. I love dad jokes. But maybe your haters are your motivators. Let me tell you how they motivate you. Because I believe that if you're just surrounded by people who are positive all the time, surrounded by people who love you and care for you, and always going to be there. Sometimes these people are not going to tell you the truth about yourself. They're not going to push you the way that you need to be pushed. This is, hey, just consider it. I'm not the authority on this. Just consider it. And maybe the Creator knows that, maybe God knows that, I need to allow this to happen to him or her to push her. Because watch this. Watch this. Let me tell you how it goes. Let me tell you, I'm wired different. That hater or that enemy that you face on your job or wherever you are sees you and thinks that you think that you walk on water. They think that you think that you're perfect, not because of what you said, but how you carry yourself. Now, that speaks well of you because you're so professional, because you're so good, quote unquote, because you try to do the right thing. You're a righteous person, meaning you're going to always bend to try to do the right thing. And, you know, as the word that my pastor uses, they think you are such a much. Oh, she thinks they something else. And they quantify that by how you act. They quantify that by how you carry yourself. And you're doing nothing but carrying yourself the way that you're wired. So watch this. You know what they do? Stay with me here. They're going to try to show and prove that you're not perfect. Yeah, they're going to go on an expedition to try to dig up all your skeletons. And you know what? You're not perfect. So there are going to be some skeletons. There are going to be some things that you don't do right. There are going to be some times that you come to work late. There are going to be some times that you hit the wrong note if you're a singer. There are going to be some times that if you're preaching, you use the wrong reference or you don't conjugate a verb or what have you. You don't use perfect English. You make this mistake here and there and what have you. There's going to be some times that you say the wrong thing and don't get the sale. There are going to be some times that you don't cross every T and dot every I. Let me tell you how you can use that. Because this is preparation for you, take the meat and spit out the bones, as they say. So if it's something that you need to work on, work on that. But guess what? If it's something that they're just needling you for no apparent reason, spit that out. Move on. Move on. Move on. Learn how to take that. Because guess what? It is preparing you for promotion. I believe that is preparing you for promotion. Because they know that you headed somewhere. And so they're going to try their level best to talk against you. They're going to try to talk bad about you to try to keep you. But it can't stop you. It can't stop because you're going to continue to be. Because I know how you are. Because I'm like that. And my struggle is God, help me to not take it in. Take it within myself, right? Is to say, okay, yeah, I could have done that better. Let me try to do that better. But don't let it sit in my mind. Don't let me have so much regret. That's some of my struggle. And that's what you'll still have to struggle with, to say, okay, let me take what they say and perfect that. I'll never be perfect, but I can perfect things and try to be a little bit better. And things are going to happen. And, you know, I'm not going to be perfect all the time. But you know what? You're moving because you're taking that negative and the positive, and you're moving. But guess what they're doing? They're sitting in what we call the peanut gallery, continuing to talk about people. And that's where they're going to be, staying where they are, talking about people, criticizing. Criticize, criticize, criticize. That's what they're going to continue to do as you move forward. But guess what? You got to stay there and take that. Take that. It's because it's again, it's a flint or it's a rock that's sharpening you. That's sharpening, like sharpening a knife or sharpening scissors. It's sharpening you. It's making you better. While they continue to just be the one to be the sharpening tool. And for you who are haters, if you are listening, do you want to continue to be the dull flint or the dull rock to just sharpen other people while they go to be useful and you just sit there just to be a sharpener? Just to be a critique, a critic? There's a particular critic that was out there. I'm not going to say any names. But man, they had a movie out that was so horrible. I was like, how did they become critics? They produced and directed. It was terrible. But anyway, aren't you tired of, man, don't you get tired of hating on what everything that people do? Did you get tired of that? Get in the game and move yourself. Get movement, get motion yourself. So I submit to you, if that doesn't work, if what I've said don't help you, and you go where you're celebrated. I think about this saying where it says, if you're the smartest person in the room, I want to expand that to, or the most talented or most gifted, you're in the wrong room. And if you go where you're celebrated, where they're just applauding you, where they're giving you the big corner office, where they give you birthday cake every day, where they let you sit on the front row, where they let you sing all the solos because you're the best, you are not in the right room. And that's fine. Stay there. And this is going to sound rough. Stay there and be mediocre because you don't have anybody to push you. I'm going to end it on this. When we were looking for colleges, my son, he runs track. And looking for colleges both times because he went to community college just to get faster in his track. And now he's a junior in college. And we were looking for colleges. There are a lot of places where, man, I mean, I was like, you need to go here because they rolled out the red carpet, man. They had dorm almost like apartment, like picked out for him because he's a great scholar. So he was going to get the, scholastic part plus the sports part. He runs track. And they rolled it out for him. And he would say, man, that's not for me. I was like, why? Because I want to run track, but I don't want to go anywhere where I'm the best on the team, where I have the fastest times on the team, where I have the lowest times. I was like, man, why is that? I told him, like, you know, I'm thinking, bro, you intrinsic motivation, man. You run against yourself. He said, that's not how I work. I want to go somewhere where I'm chasing someone. I want to go somewhere where they are better than me. And man, it hit me like, whew. Like, yeah, I got to preach that. I told him, you know, I'm a preacher and I'll preach that. Go or stay where you're chasing someone, even if it's yourself. Because there are people that hate you or what have you, and you're getting better, but you're getting better. Man, but I'm frustrated, but you're getting better. It made me depressed because I don't have any friends to hang with, but you're getting better. You're getting better than those people. I believe that God is trying to line you up for promotion. He said, I want to pick somewhere. Not where they just crying my name. This is my son saying my name. I want to go somewhere where they don't know me and where I got to chase someone to be the best. And that's what I want to end this with because I think they're kicking me out. um, before you consider going somewhere where you are celebrated, make sure that you didn't leave work undone in the place that you're trying to leave. You know, y'all gotta forgive me. I'm country. You know, sometimes I don't say things quite right, but I pray you can wade through that. make sure that you fulfill the assignment of the work. You do your best work there. If you're not doing your best and people are kind of hating on you, just take it and get better. They're just hating on you for no apparent reason. And you're doing the best you can. And you're one of the best there. You know, the crowd moves when you sing. People, the boardroom, their ears perk up when you speak. Those ideas, they, you know, are some of the best ideas. And I say this because I was talking to a friend. Even if they're taking your ideas there, and you know, because it was like, man, it's taking my ideas and trying to run with them and be the best. But they can't copy you. You have the idea. Add a little flavor to it. It makes me think of Little Richard. So Little Richard, man, Pat Boone used to steal his music. He would put out something on, and back that time it was very, you know, racial time. Well, I mean, hadn't changed that much. But anyway, he would put some on radio, and Pat Boone would take it and put it on white radio and play his music. I mean, bar for bar, word for word. Didn't change anything. Just would take Little Richard's voice out, put his in. So Little Richard said, okay, you know, I'm not going to stop making music. I'm not going to leave what I love. And let me stop right there. You love what you do. I know you do. You love it. That's why you're tolerating it a little bit. Don't leave what you love. Okay, back to the story. He wasn't going to leave what he loved. I'll tell you what he did. He sped it up to a pace that Pat Boone couldn't even keep up with. So Tutti Frutti, Good Golly, Miss Molly, I forgot the other ones. He sped them up so fast that the man couldn't even keep up with it in the studio to copy him. Man, that is something else. You own the recipe. Change it up and put a little dash. You own the idea. Change a little, put a little razzle dazzle on it and change it up. And you got several of them. So stay there and be the best of who you are. And when it's time, you'll be celebrated. You'll be elevated. You'll be promoted. You'll get gifts. You'll get your crowd. But stay and make a difference. Stay and complete your assignment. Stay and do that work that you love to do. Don't let haters run you off. Don't let people that don't like you get you kicked, make you evict yourself from something that you love to do. You know, because there's an old adage, wherever you go, there you are. So guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to complete that assignment there. And it may, you're going to see some of the same faces and encounter some of the same problems. Don't hop from place to place to place. You know, don't hop from relationship to relationship to relationship simply because they may have rubbed you the wrong way. You know, stay where you are appreciated. Because guess what? Haters are just, they admire you. It's a different kind of admiration. They wouldn't admire you. They wouldn't pay you any attention if you wasn't worth it.
Hey, bro, it's time to go home, bro.
All right, y'all. They're going to kick me out. They're going to close. They're closing for real this time. So I'm Joseph Moore. I hope I've been a blessing. Hey, I'm going to see you later.